Last month, the two row on the Grand Canoe Paddle celebrated its monumental 10th anniversary of having paddlers travel the Grand River, first launching in Cambridge and then making their way all the way to Port Maitland over a 10-day period. And here to talk to me about the 10-year milestone are the two co-founders of the event, Ellie Joseph and Jay Bailey. So thank you very much for doing this today, Ellie and Jay.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And so, Ellie, to get started, can you share what Two Row on the Grand is all about and the message behind it and really how everything got started 10 years ago?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. Yeah. I'll be brief. The Two Row Wampum is what the journey is actually based on. And the aim of the journey is to educate people on a treaty that's been long forgotten. The Two Row Wampum is based on peace, friendship, and respect. And how we treat our allies and how our allies treat our Haudenosaunee.
And so, you know, being on the water is a big part of what you guys do. With that being said, I guess, what role does the Grand River itself play in the event?
The Grand River is a teacher. We learn to go with the flow, but avoid obstacles, and we look for clues as to where the flow is going, like the reeds just below the surface or the bubbles on top. And we learn that we can't always paddle side by side in two rows. Sometimes we have to go single file and leave space for each other.
And Jay, with you being involved from the start as well, what's it been like for you to see the growth that this has had year over year and just seeing what it's become today?
Well, it was supposed to be a one-time event, and in the sharing circle at the end, we heard what an impact it had on people, and this is something that happens year to year and keeps us saying, how can we not do this again? And that's the impact it's had on me, is seeing what it means to other people, both Haudenosaunee and allies.
And Ellie, I guess with that being said, in terms of participation, what was that like this year and how does that compare to in years past?
We don't advertise for one thing, so it's by word of mouth. This year we actually filled up our spots really, really early on the ally side. We had to turn people away, put them on a wait list. That's been happening for the past couple of years. But also, you know, we're not only paddling on the Grand River for 10 days, there's also opportunity for Jay and myself to go out and teach people about what it is that we do, share the story of what the river is teaching us and what the Two Row Wampum is all about. So we reach out and are asked to come to universities, school boards, high schools, service groups, church groups.
And can you walk us through like some of the activities or teachings that you guys do over the paddle itself?
Well, we have speakers from the community and also environmental people like Mark Servos from the University of Waterloo. He comes and does a stream study, shows us, talks about the health of the river. And that's important stuff. And yeah, we have we've had authors talking about their works. We've had teachings on, of course, on the Two Row Wampum and the Friendship Covenant Chain and the role of women in Haudenosaunee society, food security, a number of different things.
And so with that being said, were there any memorable moments from this year's paddle that really stood out for you or Jay?
You know, the recreational part is also a big attraction. So we had Dal Squire do an evening of Haudenosaunee games. It was hot. It was a high humidity day. People had paddled all day, but they were giving their all to play lacrosse that evening with Dal, you know, talking to them about some of the other games as well. We had an open mic night, which was another recreational piece, and that's something that people just really, really love to do. It's a lot of fun. And this year, to commemorate the 10-year anniversary, we also had an event that we called Paddle Stock, which is a spin-off on Woodstock. So it was like a musical event, and we had the majority of majority of musicians were from the Six Nations, And we had one contribution from a group in Guelph called She Bad. And actually three members of She Bad accompanied us on the last 5 days of the trip. So it's a balance between, you know, academics, recreation, and just having a lot of fun and connection.
That late afternoon of Haudenosaunee Games was especially appreciated after kind of a heavy day the day before, where we were at the mush hole and talking with survivors. So we had some good in-depth, serious dealing with those sort of issues, and then we were able to lighten up with some games the next day.
And speaking on the group of paddlers and being together over that period of time, what's it like to see all the old faces and new faces coming every year, and what kind of connections are you seeing being made over the event?
It's really nice, I think, and it speaks volumes when people come back year after year, or they come every other year. Some of them come back just in a volunteer opportunity now, which really speaks volumes. You know, it's community building and it's relationship building. And to me, that's the important thing is, you know, how do we move forward and try to embody in our own lives what the Touro Wampum is? And it's that underlying peace, friendship, and respect that we walk away with to take a ripple effect outside of our own lives once those 10 days are over.
Yeah, people talk about establishing new friendships that they expect are going to last a lifetime.
And so for both of you, with this year marking the 10-year anniversary, how did it feel crossing the finish line?
I'll have to admit that I was on autopilot. You know, getting up that morning to me was, let's get people on the river. Let's hope that we get people there on time. When we get down to Port Maitland, there's always, you know, there's wind that we have to contend with. And we had like 110 people, you know, to sort of herd along with us. But, you know, we made good time and the weather was with us. We kept seeing these eagles, which was just phenomenal. And to me, it wasn't so much, you know, we did it. We've marked our 10 years. It wasn't so much that, it was taking a look at the impact with the people that were there, you know, individuals and what they were celebrating in themselves.
That's very much it. It's the individuals and what they've been able to accomplish, and that feeling of achievement, everyone together as community.
So I guess, what's one personal lesson or takeaway that you've both gained from organizing and paddling all these years with the event?
I think for me, it's pace myself. You know, Jay and I are both getting older, and we don't know how long this is going to be something within our own capacity. So, you know, pacing myself and taking some time off now, thinking toward year 11 is, you know, it's sort of like, okay, I've got some breathing room now, but I'm also excited for another year.
Yeah, I love to paddle, and this is my big event of the year. And I do take part in other events as well. I paddled with the Algonquins on the Ottawa River this year. But this is the big one for me. And, of course, it takes a lot of planning year-round as well.
And just looking ahead in years to come, what do you see coming with this paddle? And what are the plans for more growth?
Well, this year we are looking at a documentary film. And so we're really proud to say that John Elliott and Jesse Anthony from the community here are very supportive in getting a documentary film created. We are hoping that this can be an educational tool as well as, you know, a visual piece. So we'll just see where that lands. But, you know, the intention is there, and we've had some great weather for the filming and the sound effects, et cetera, on this 10-day paddle. So, you know, it's a thumbs up, I think.
Yeah, the documentary is a big thing. And like Ellie said, we don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do this. So far, so good. But yeah, and there may be others coming up who might like to jump into what's already been established and is running very smoothly.
And just lastly, for those interested, how can people get involved, support, or just get more information on what the paddle is and maybe getting signed up for next year?
We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group, Deo Hahage Gihe Gawane, Touro on the Grand. And we have an email address, touroinfo@gmail.com.
We also have a reunion coming up The 27th and 28th of September, and that's going to be at Chiefswood Park. There's no need to register, so people from the community can come out, hang out. Jay and I will both be there, as well as other community members and other people who've come in for the day. So this could be Q&A and get a taste of what it is that we do. So it's a fun day. There's no pressure on us to organize or anything. We could just come there and be face-to-face with the people that we've met over the summer.
All right, Ellie and Jay, thank you both for doing this today. And it's been really cool to see the growth of the event year over year. So definitely looking forward to that continuing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.